Welcome to Babbittville Radio, a place where you'll hear great conversations with the world's best and most inspirational runners, triathletes, and cyclists. Endurance lives here. Now, here's your host, USA Triathlon and Ironman Triathlon Hall of Famer, Bob Babbitt.
Welcome to Babbittville Radio. My name is Bob Babbitt. We are brought to you by the Tough Man Triathlon Series. That's toughmantri.com. VeloFix, the world's coolest mobile bike shop. RunCatalina.com. Coming up November 18th, the Catalina Eco Marathon, Half Marathon, and 10K. ATV Swim Spas, the official training vessel of six-time Ironman World Champion Dave Scott. Our Challenged Athletes Foundation, we just sent out 2,448 grants, totaling $3.7 million to keep challenged athletes in the game of life through sport. Check out any of our interviews on Babbittville.com, on iTunes, and as always, endurance lives here. We're talking about endurance. We're talking about great events. There are no greater events than the ones on a beautiful Camp Pendleton. Jill Pritchard joins us from Camp Pendleton, from HardcoreRaceSeries.com. And one of my favorite events, the Semper Tri, is coming up on Saturday, September 23rd. Jill, how the heck you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thanks for calling us in.
Oh, it's always my pleasure. So you've got Semper Tri, and you also have Devil Dog Do, and the 7K No Beach, what is that?
It's No Beach Out of Reach run.
No Beach Out of Reach.
That is the slogan of ACU 5, which is the venue where the race is at.
I love that. And speaking of that venue, what I love the most is finishing up on the hovercraft.
Yes.
That is like the coolest thing. And how many hovercrafts are up there, or is that like double secret information?
Probably secret information, but I would guess about 30 or so up there. And again, we do have one at the finish line that's opened up that people can look at. Once they finish and cross the finish line, they walk up and over the hovercraft, and it's amazing because it's just a very large vehicle and amazing to see.
Well, and what people don't realize is those things, you can put like 10 Hummers on the deck. I mean, these things are go like 60 miles an hour out in the ocean. I remember years ago, when we first started Ironman California, we were able to go out on a hovercraft. And I had no idea.
Yeah, it's
because
pretty good.
When you see these things all docked up on this big concrete slab, and you're like, how do they get to the ocean? And then the base inflates, and they just float down into the ocean, and you're going 65 miles. It's mind-boggling to me how these things work.
Yeah, they're actually called an LCAC, which is LCAC, which stands for Landing Craft Air Cushion.
Yeah.
And so, it's got this giant, like, black, almost looks like an inner tube air cushion that pops up under it, and then it travels along the flight deck and down onto the ocean. And if you ever look out into the Pacific Ocean and see just a giant spray of water, that's generally them heading across the ocean.
So with Semper Tri, normally, in the past, this event has been in August, correct?
Correct. It's been in August. We switched it to September. Basically, there's for environmental reasons.
Right.
There's a bird called the snowy plover that nests on the beach, and we want to be conscious of protecting them during their nesting season.
Mm-hmm.
So we moved out of their nesting season into September. So we like to say we're saving birds by moving it to September.
I like that. And so for folks who are thinking, oh gosh, I missed it. It was in August. It's September 23rd. So
correct.
People can still sign up. It's not sold out yet.
It is not sold out yet, and, like to plug that we're pretty much the cheapest try in town.
Absolutely.
People who sign up early, can sign up for a race for $60. Right now it's $75 for the try and the do.
Which is still half of what it normally would be.
Exactly, and our 7K run is only $45. So, we're here to support the Marines, but we also want to get people on base to enjoy what the military does on here and see what the Navy does with their LCACs and just support everybody.
Well, and again, for folks who have not raced on the base, we love racing on the base because one of the things is aren't the recreation programs on the base, aren't they partially funded through these civilian-supported events?
Correct. So all of the race series money goes back into the programs, like the athletics program, the single Marine program, anything, intramural sports, youth sports, it just goes back into supporting the men and women here on base, active duty, their spouses, their families, and that's why we have these races on here, is to support those programs.
Well, and for a lot of folks who've not been on Camp Pendleton before, I think it's something like 200 square miles of land.
Yeah, we go about 20 miles north to south, you know, from Oceanside to San Clemente, and we go about 10 miles inland. So yeah, it's about 200 square miles of property.
And part of the hardcore race series, you have, I think, three of the mud run events. And talk about the rest of the series that you have.
We have basically something that's just for active duty and their families here on base, called the that's a dog walk,
okay,
which is a great event. But as far as civilian events, we have our Hellfire Fat Tire mountain bike race that's in March.
Mm-hmm.
We have our Heartbreak Ridge Half Marathon 10K 5K, which is in April. Of course, the Marine Corps Mud Run in June, which we run a couple of days in a row, in addition to a day just for the Marines and Sailors here. And then we have a Water Warrior event, which is just for the Marines and Sailors here. That's probably one of my favorite events.
Yes.
To see them in the water. And then, of course, the triathlon. And next year, we're going to be reopening up the Buffalo Alley 10K 5K at Horner Ridge. Yeah.
That's where our original Muddy Buddy was.
Yeah. And then, of course, we have our Ton Tavern 10, which is our virtual run in November to celebrate the Marine Corps birthday. So that's a pretty cool event with amazing medals and T-shirts that we give out for that.
And hardcorerraces.com, and it's C-O-R-P.
C-O-R-P-S, just like the Marine Corps. So hardcoreraceseries.com is where you can go and look at all of our events. And there's links to sign up, and it's just a great time here on base.
And back to Semper Tri, the other thing I really like about that event, the distances are unique, right? It's a 18-mile or so bike?
Yeah, it's a short sprint run, which is just a quarter mile, which is great,
gets
you in and out of the ocean. And then it's an 18-mile bike, which is nice because it takes you through a couple of the camps and all along Camp Pendleton's kind of backcountry. And then we have the 5K run, which is solely in the ACU-5 facility. So you get to run around the different warehouses and the LCACs that are stationed on the flight deck. And it's just a really beautiful course and a fun course.
And easy in and out. The parking is
there.
Yeah,
we have plenty of parking,
huge.
And you get to park around LCACs. So you get to see them, you know, next to your car if you get lucky enough to park in that spot. And it's pretty much, with the exception of a couple of hills on the bike, flat course.
And can people sign up on race day, or would you prefer people sign up? And also, you have a packet pickup in Endurance House as well.
Yes. So Endurance House Oceanside, we're doing a packet pickup from 4 to 7 on Thursday, September 21st. And you can sign up then for the price that it is right now, or you can sign up online. And then we do take day of sign-ups, so between 5:30 and 7 that morning, because we have a 7:30 start.
So you've been at Camp Pendleton now for how long?
About 6 years.
What has surprised you in terms of going and working at Camp Pendleton and working with the troops all the time that maybe you didn't know and us civilians don't know?
You know, it's amazing for me to see the Marines here, just how giving they are and how loyal they are to this country, how much they love this country. And working with the command deck, how, you know, sometimes you hear about generals and colonels and you're like, oh, no, you know, they're going to be all strict and mean. And they are the most amazing, nicest, giving people I've ever met. So it's interesting to go from the civilian side, when I worked for the city of Carlsbad, to come here and work with what we refer to as the green side.
Right.
And the support we have, and all the volunteers for our events are Marines and Sailors. We get corpsmen for safety reasons. And then, you know, this race, I think, takes 125 Marines out there to cheer you on and hand you water and, you know, help you park. You know, we pretty much use them for everything. And they love it out there, and they're so supportive. It's just an amazing thing to see.
Well, if you think about it, if you're a Marine, you're like, okay, I get to body mark people, and I get to hand out water and hang out with really, really nice people.
Yeah,
that's not bad duty.
Yeah, and we give them free lunch and free breakfast. So you know, sometimes I think they're there for the food.
I think that's exactly it. I get a couple of squares. That's awesome. Hey, Jill, congrats on everything you guys are doing. Again, it's the Semper Tri Triathlon. This is a September 23rd Devil Dog Duathlon.
Correct.
No Beach Out of Reach 7K, and it's Hardcore, HARDCORPS races.com.
Yes, thank you, Bob, and we hope to see people out there. It's a great time. Marines are waiting for you.
The Marines are waiting for you, and if you have not been on a hovercraft, you are going to be blown away. It's the coolest thing there is. I don't think there's a better finish in sport. Yeah, the Ironman finish line is pretty cool in color.
Yeah.
But finishing on a hovercraft, there's nothing better.
Yeah, it's a fun time.
I love it. Joe Pritchard has been our guest again. This is Babbittville. We are brought to you by the Tough Man Triathlon Series. VeloFix, the world's coolest mobile bike shop. RunCatalina.com. November 18th, Catalina Eco Marathon, Half Marathon, 10K. ATVSwimSpas.com. Challenge Athletes Foundation. DonateCEF.com. We just sent out 2,448 grants, totaling $3.7 million. Check out any of our interviews on Babbittville.com on iTunes. And as always, endurance lives here.